T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Man's body found after a house fire in East Wichita. We've got the story.
Man's body found in the Arkansas River. Police say he was shot. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Dan O'Neill. School districts argue Kansas needs more funding.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. The weather stayed nice for us on the 4th of July, but a gradual warming trend is on the way. We'll tell you how warm in a few minutes.
First responders were busy overnight with several house and garage fires in Sedgwick County. One minor injury reported. No word yet on how many of those blazes might have been caused by fireworks. The non-emergency number, 290-1011, shut down at 3 this morning. 911 dispatch tells KNSS News the number of non-emergency calls to that hotline will be released later today. A man's body has been found at the site of a house fire in East Wichita. Fire was reported Tuesday morning, 700 block of South Edgemore. It took crews a couple of hours after the fire was out to find the man's body. Wichita Fire Chief Ron Blackwell says it was a struggle.
There was a very heavy smoke condition. The firefighters did talk about excessive storage to the point that they could not navigate or walk easily through any of the rooms.
Chief Blackwell says they have not yet identified the man or confirmed the owner of the home. The body of a large breed dog also found. The cause of the fire has not yet been determined.
Emergency crews responded to a possible fireworks incident last night south of Hayesville. Sedgwick County dispatchers say a 15-month-old child suffered serious to critical injuries. The call to 911 came from the 200 block of West 82nd South.
Wichita police say a body found in the Arkansas River had a gunshot wound. Police responding to a call Monday evening discovered the man had been shot. The victim is a male in his 40s. His name has not been released.
School districts suing Kansas over education funding argue that an increase approved by legislators this year is as much as $1.5 billion short of what they say is needed for the next school year.
They're also asking the state Supreme Court to order lawmakers to provide more money by September 1st. Attorneys for the four local districts detailed their objections to a new school finance law in written arguments filed ahead of the Supreme Court hearing July 18th. The new law phases in a $293 million increase in aid to public schools over 2 years. It also creates a new per-pupil funding formula. Attorney General Derek Schmidt's office contends the increase is sufficient for legislatures to fulfill their duty under the state constitution to finance a suitable education for every child. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Kansas says it collected $72 million more in taxes than anticipated in June.
The Department of Revenue reported Monday that the state took in $609 million in taxes last month. That's 13.5% more than the official projection of $537 million. It was the last month of the state's 2017 fiscal year. Tax collections for the 12-month period exceeded $5.8 billion. Lawmakers had expected to end the 2017 fiscal year with cash reserves of $50 million after they approved internal borrowing and some other moves to close a projected budget shortfall. Legislators increased income taxes to help balance the budget for fiscal year 2018 and 2019. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Police in Salt Lake City are looking for the driver of a car that plowed into a group of homeless people Tuesday, killing one person and critically injuring another. Police say the car smashed into a group of people living on the sidewalk near a homeless shelter. Police say the female driver of the red Mazda abandoned the car and ran from the scene. A passenger who was in the vehicle is in custody. Salt Lake City Police Lieutenant Justin Hudson.
We got a report of a vehicle traveling up the sidewalk at a high rate of speed and that they struck four people. When we got here, we found that they'd actually struck six people.
A demonstration of solidarity with a U.S. ally following North Korea's latest missile launch.
In response to North Korea's ICBM launch, the U.S. and South Korean militaries conducted a show of force, firing two short-range missiles into the Sea of Japan. The launches are likely the result of newly updated U.S. military options for how it would respond to North Korean provocations. The Pentagon's top spokesperson said the ICBM launch demonstrates that North Korea remains a threat and that the U.S. is prepared to defend itself and its allies with the full range of capabilities. Louis Martinez, ABC News, Washington.
KNSS News Time now, 7:06, 6 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Kansas City Royals trying to keep their winning ways going in Seattle yesterday on July 4th. We'll check in, get highlights from the Royals game coming up in sports.
Congressman's concentration camp selfie arouses controversy. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now. 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. An Idaho woman was injured in a bear attack while walking her dogs Tuesday morning on a hiking trail near the Canadian border. The 60-year-old was bitten and clawed but managed to call for help on her cell phone. She was airlifted to a hospital in Spokane with blood loss and non-life-threatening injuries. Phil Cooper of the Idaho Department of Fish and Wildlife says the area has a dense bear population, but the animals try to avoid people.
If there is an incident, it's usually a surprise where someone comes around a corner and encounters a bear. It's usually not a predatory thing. It's just they are surprised and they react.
A Republican congressman's concentration camp selfie is causing controversy.
Criticism from the Auschwitz Memorial Museum at the former Nazi concentration camp in Poland of a member of the House Homeland Security Committee, Louisiana Congressman Clay Higgins, for taking selfie video while visiting to relate the Holocaust to the current global terror threat.
This is why Homeland Security must be squared away, why our military must be invincible.
The Auschwitz Museum says everyone has the right to personal reflections. However, inside a former gas chamber, there should be mournful silence. It's not a stage. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A new way of looking at differences between coworkers.
Can a business succeed despite personality differences? Lewis Sr. thinks they can because of them. He's the founder of Equilibria, which helps organizations increase performance through understanding, embracing, and leveraging personality diversity.
You have the knowledge of the triggers, the things that make you act and react. It's possible to make conscious choices and choosing to succeed and perform to our highest potential. And we call that living with intention.
At the heart of the program, a personality test called eColors.
Wherever there's two human beings interacting with each other, there's an opportunity to use the eColors.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And we're starting to see that traffic pick up, and so starting to see things slow down. Lots of traffic around that road construction in West Kellogg, eastbound Kellogg, right around Dugan Road, over there by I-235, headed towards that. Just some heavy traffic in that area at this time. Traffic on KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KNSS Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman. Good morning, Leon.
Well, good morning. We avoided the rain in Wichita yesterday. Today, with a few clouds early on, some sunshine this afternoon. We'll likely be in the low 80s by around lunchtime, 88 for the high later on today. Mostly clear overnight, down to 68, and then sunny and warmer on Thursday, the high tomorrow, 93. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Well, that was a pretty good forecast, but I think Leon can probably... Leon Smitherman from KNSS and Storm Tracker 3 forecast. You with us this morning, Leon?
I'm with you now.
Yeah. See, we're trying to give you an extra day off there.
I would have loved that. I would have loved a day off yesterday. what a nice one it was, though. I mean, 83 for when's the last time you had an 83 degree high on the 4th of July?
I can't remember. No.
Yeah, record high on the 4th, by the way, back in 1980, 110 degrees.
I remember that.
Yeah, that's the one that stands out, isn't it?
I remember that summer. It was terrible at July.
Yeah. Mm. It was horrible. And as a matter of fact, today, with the record high of 106, which was also set back in that summer of 1980, yeah. Just hideous, yeah. I hope you had a good one. Did you stay home, barbecue with the folks?
Yesterday, yeah. My wife and I did very little. We had the family gathering on Saturday, so I could stay up past 7:30.
How nice was that?
Well, you know how it is.
I know. So, yeah, celebrate. Like, you get to 8:30 or 9, and you're like, oh, I'm living on the wild side.
That's it. Yeah. So we had a great cookout and all that stuff, and I think people had a good time, and the fireworks were going off, you know, till after midnight this morning. So it.
Oh, I
know.
The
4th.
I know. The 5th is always the tough one when you do mornings too.
So what do we got? What do we got today? What's going on?
Today is going to be just delightful. Even a little bit nicer than yesterday, if you will. We'll have a lot more sunshine. Real light winds. Winds are out of the northeast by 15 miles an hour, so it won't be horribly humid. I think our highs today into the upper 80s. I've got an 88 going forecast right now. We had 83 yesterday, so we warm it up a little bit, but still very mild for July. Tonight, clear, light winds, mid-60s. You could even open the windows, I think, this evening. It's unusual to be this cool, but we'll get back into the 90s tomorrow. But boy, I'll tell you, enjoy today while you can, because it is just wonderful.
Sounds terrific. And thank you, sir. Thank you for joining us there.
Sure.
Hey, that's the KNSS Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman. And KNSS Weather is brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. The menu can be found at monarchwichita.com, the Monarch in Delano. And, you know, as we said, yesterday's high temperature, only 83. Normal high is 92. Wow. What a day. What a beautiful day. On this date, July 5th, 1987, for the second straight morning, severe thunderstorms tore through south-central Kansas with extremely powerful winds. Wichita was walloped by speeds that reached 100 miles per hour, while 80-mile-per-hour winds whipped clear water. El Dorado Lake was lashed by an 80 to 100-mile-per-hour wind that injured 25 people at a trailer park. One small F2 tornado hit Douglas, where a small commercial complex was destroyed. However, no one was injured. 80 to 100-mile-an-hour winds in south-central Kansas. That's kind of the deal that happens this time of year. We've been seeing that kind of weather here over the past few weeks in Wichita.
Yeah, we had a couple of those high wind storms in the last couple of weeks.
How about that? Well, I just wanted to update folks. I talked last week about the passing of a friend and a longtime radio broadcaster, Terry Frazier, Roger Mundy, on the radio, and went to his service on Monday services. And I'm just going to drop a couple of names that people have been around for a while. They'll remember them. If not, it's okay. I did not recognize these two gentlemen until I was introduced to them, the guys I worked with back in KEYN back in the day, Charlie Cusack, who went down and his family's done business in the Oklahoma City area for years. Charlie was there, and also Pat Clark, who is from Wichita, but he wound up doing radio in Dallas, had a great career. Just a couple of guys I ran into at this service for Terry Frazier, who passed away last week, and I just want to drop a couple of names. There might be one or two people out there who remember those guys. They both had kind of sandy red hair, and they both had big mustaches, and they both were crazy, but now they're just very kindly men, maturing, as we say. Hey, you know what? Here we are, the first day back. It seems like, it does. We've been talking about it. It seems like a Monday. Those first responders, I talked to the dispatchers this morning because when I got in and Jad came in earlier this morning, you could hear on the police scanners that they were busy. They're going to fire, house fires, garage fires.
I was just doing kind of a check over my notes I made. East Pepperwood, Mainsgate, North Main Street, Crestline Circle, North Market, West Wildwood. These were all, you know, house fire calls that
one or two of them were pretty heavy. But
A couple of them were North Mars Street, Millwood Avenue. Yeah, so there was a bunch of them.
The notes that you were making, the dispatcher only said they had one minor injury and that person didn't even go to the hospital, so. And how many of these were fireworks related? I don't know. It's hard to say at this point, but at some point they're going to be maybe get us a reading on that. And that non-emergency number, we mentioned on our news, Ted, that later on this morning, the people in charge of dispatch 911 will give us a total on that. They had the number this morning, but they said, we can't release it because we just work here.
somebody in management
said, management will take credit for this.
Right.
And you folks will have to treat all the media fairly. Nobody can get it early. And so you folks that are doing the hard work down there at the dispatch, you just be quiet, okay? That's the way it works.
Yeah.
That's Yeah,
that's bureaucracy at work.
You got your worker bees and you got the management.
Mm-hmm.
The management's in charge. What can I say? The management wants me at 7:18 to introduce you in sports. So you know.
Yeah, so we do it.
So we do it. 7:18 now. Stephen Dead, Sports Time with Ted Woodward. Looking at the Royals, who are, well, they've decided they're going to start playing some baseball here at midseason, right, Ted?
Royals continue with their winning ways in Seattle yesterday on Independence Day. The Royals taking on the Seattle Mariners on the West Coast. Didn't have to wait too long to get the runs on the scoreboard in this one. The very first pitch of the game, if you were listening to it on KFH.
First pitch is banged a deep left field. Back goes Motter, gone. Merrifield starting things with a bang.
Whit Merrifield with a home run on the first pitch of the game, and the Royals were off and running. They ended up with a 7-3 win at Seattle. It's now three wins in a row for the Royals. They've won 5 out of 6. Seattle has lost 6 straight home games. The Royals will try to keep that string going tonight. Royals in Seattle for one more game against the Mariners. Live pregame coverage begins at 8:30 tonight. The game will start a little after 9. Got to stay up late and listen to the Royals tonight on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Series finale between these two. The Royals are now tied for a wild card spot in the American League. Pro baseball here in Wichita last night downtown. Big crowd on hand preceding the big fireworks show down at the Arkansas River. First place Wichita Wingnuts hosting the Winnipeg Gold Eyes. Wichita got the offense going right in the middle of the game. 3 runs in the 5th, 3 more in the 6th. And then the Wingnuts bullpen held on the rest of the way for a 6-5 win. That's now a season-high 7-game winning streak for the Wingnuts. We still enjoy a 12-game lead atop the South Division and the best record in the league. Wichita going for its 8th win in a row tonight, hosting Winnipeg again, 7:05 in the homestand finale. And downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium, there are free tickets available at American Family Insurance. Outdoor soccer tonight here in Wichita. FC Wichita is at home at the Stryker Complex, 29th and Greenwich tonight at 7 o'clock. FC Wichita hosting Sporting KC under 23. And the Wichita Tennis Open continues as the USTA makes its annual stop in town. That's at Wichita State University. In the singles bracket, round of 32 matches taking place today, and we're down to the quarterfinals in doubles competition. That's all out at Wichita State for the Wichita Tennis Open. Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
7:21 now, keeping it for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. The problems facing illegal immigrants who are deported. That's coming up, Stephen Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.